Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. Australia's inflation rate held steady at 3.4% in February, a positive sign for the Reserve Bank's fight against rising prices. This comes as the Fair Work Commission considers a minimum wage increase to match inflation, impacting nearly a quarter of Aussie workers. The Coalition has teamed up with the Greens and Crossbench to refer Labor's new immigration legislation to a parliamentary inquiry. Shadow Home Affairs Minister James Patterson says his party needs more time to scrutinise the bill.
We have to properly test this legislation in the proper way. The only circumstances in which the Parliament should ever agree to rush a bill through in 36 hours is if there's a genuine need. And I don't know about you, but I haven't seen what that genuine need is. The government hasn't made that case, and in the absence of that, we should follow due process.
The US city of Baltimore is in mourning after a massive cargo ship slammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The Coast Guard confirming six missing construction workers are now presumed dead. Rescue efforts were hampered by cold water and debris, with the focus shifting to recovery.
Based on the length of time that we've gone in the search, the extensive search efforts that we've put into it, the water temperature, that at this point we do not believe that we're going to find any of these individuals still alive.
That is Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath. And Sean Diddy Combs' legal team is responding to a raid on his properties. His lawyer called the tactics used by federal agents during the sex trafficking investigation a gross overuse of force. The AFL is under fire after claims doctors told players to fake injuries to avoid revealing positive illicit drug tests. The league says it tests players for their health and safety and to prevent them from competing while under the influence. They didn't address accusations of doctors advising fake injuries, but stressed they prioritise player well-being and reducing drug use. And a brace from Craig Goodwin has sent the Socceroos through to the final round of World Cup qualifying, the Aussies thumping Lebanon 5-0.